Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Oh no, this is Psychic Jethro, and here we go again, one more Friday with fun living in the psychic realm and Psychics Gone Wild host. And here we are with all of you together. We've got a little bit more of a different energy today. We're doing 90 minutes, so those of you who brought in your goodies, get ready to go, get ready to flow. We're going to have Trion Victory on later, and we're going to take a few minutes here before we start the show and do a little bit more music, a little more breathing. I want you to all visualize and get ready for this positive, fun Friday. And that wasn't it. That wasn't our song. And thank you, Mercury, for being there for me. But we have a lot of fun, and we're going to have a lot more as we continue into getting through this Mercury retrograde. Hey, everybody, this is Psychic Jethro, and we're here on Psychics Gone Wild, Raising the Tempo. Thank you for all going in and doing the chat room. Today we will be having our guest on, Tryon Victory, discussing a lot of positive work. We've been really working through a lot of area. We're going to turn around and just do what Psychics Gone Wild do and start out with a few of you callers just to begin with. 303, it's you and me. How you doing, 303? Hi, I welcome you, 303. I know your Colorado number. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I apologize. I'm very good. This is Wendy.
Wendy, I thank you for calling in. I knew you were a Colorado number, and this is Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro, and I just really am looking forward to helping people today, and I need you to do me a favor. Your guides are showing me energy with you. You've got a lot of guides. You've got a lot of love there. I'm seeing a lot of unconditional energy there. And I laugh because they're telling me I'm going to have you tell me your name again, and I'm going to have you get permission for me to read you, if that's okay.
Yeah, my name's Wendy, and you do have my permission.
Thank you. You are very, very strong older soul. You came into this planet to do a lot of work, and I love the fact that the angels are telling me that there's so many people that you not only help, but that are reaching and seeking some other advice. They're telling me that you had started out with some other energy, and this energy has been there with you, and I feel a very strong angelic presence, and I bless you. And the fact, as a Christian, I feel very humble and honored to be able to hear and see what they're doing. They're showing me this person. They're telling me you've got, I feel like there's something about relationship you want to talk about.
Yes.
That's what they're telling me. And the angels are telling me with you that you've pretty much put a lot of your energy together. You are really at a point where you're ready. It's either gonna happen or you're gonna make it happen. And I keep seeing that they've been blessing you. I keep seeing a lot of positive work around you. They said there was a life before you were really like India life, where over in India you were working with Ganesh. You're clearing the area. You've had enough. And then I keep seeing a little bit of tears with this relationship. This person really cares, and they're hard to understand. You want to, one breath you want to kiss them, the next minute you want to tap them with a 2x4. You know, it's just, there's something here going on here with this. And if it's all right with you, I need you just to say their first name.
I'm not in a relationship. I've been a single mother for almost 15 years now.
See, now, and what I apologize is what I keep getting is there's a person there. So the angels have done this with you. This is this male that I get there has been, so you're a widow?
No, I've been divorced for 15 years and just stayed single and raised the children on my own.
Well, I apologize because every time I go to read there, and I got the permission from your guides, it's not a guide, but there is a male presence there that is not, you know, you said single 15 years. This isn't just, you've had admirers, you've had people, the right combination hasn't come up. They're telling me that you have people that, I feel like you have people that would like to be more with you, but I keep feeling that there's a male, not, I wouldn't say married, but I would say a male that is pretty much dominating what goes on around you and everything, like a mate or a father. I keep getting the energy here, and this is where I do apologize to you, because the Mercury retrograde and me on the energy today has been so intense that as I go through this, Wendy, I'm going to have you, your guides are very strong there, but they're also telling me that you've got some, you said 15 years that you've been, because this one showed me the last couple of years. This is like someone who was in a relationship a couple of years ago. And they're showing me that they pretty much have, it's not that you were together physically, but they pretty much are kind of watching what goes on with you.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a couple of male friends, one that's married, and that there was a very strong attraction. But, you know, obviously since he's married, I completely bowed out. And then another gentleman that I think just has a fear of intimacy, that there's a really nice connection. We've known each other for a little over a year now, and it didn't go anywhere because he's, I don't think that he wants to be in a relationship.
I feel the energy there, and that's what they're saying. They're saying that one isn't it. And what I get here and what I keep feeling is they keep showing me that there is someone there that has been in the energy of it. And when I ask the guides now, and I like this, Wendy, you're really making me work. You know, there goes my reputation right out the window. Because all these years, 30 years of reading, best American psychic, top 50 in the world, you know, I've worked on some really good ones, and I have my name out there for the grace of the Lord. What even strengthens me is they're telling me that I'm already seeing with you that they have someone there. They are not letting me see a time, because I kept asking them, and they explained to me, why was I looking in the past? Your guide told me that this is the future and that this person's already set into place. But they're telling me that it is not one of the ones you do know. They're telling me that this person has been already set with you quite a few years ago. Now, is it not correct that you've done some kind of metaphysical opening? You've done something here, because they're showing me that they've already brought this person for you, and the love they have, this is your guides and angels. First, I thought they were going to tell me it was none of their business. Sometimes angels will do that. Sometimes they just politely shut the door on my face and say, mind your own business, Scorpio, go home. But in this case, they're telling me with you, Wendy, that this has already been decided, and there's a power here. This is a man of power. They're telling me that you will also meet him working and doing some instruction. He's very much, what I would say, I keep saying open, and I'm probably using the wording, but they keep showing me that you've already ascended your colors, your raising, your heightening, and this person is pretty much, you and him are meant to be, and that's why it was decided quite a few years ago, this is who you're going to be with. And now they're also telling me that there is that this year it's already destined. They're letting me see pieces of it. They're showing me like some talking, some people together. They keep showing me books. They keep showing me books stacked, and you and this person talking. They said you're not above or about a relationship, but you deliberately have to. It has to be a special occasion to really get your peak, to even get you to date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't really dated in 15 years, pretty much.
And it's good. And thank you. You've really made me work, because your guides are on a mother, may I ask you, because I've laughed. I've had a lot of people I've read over all these 30 years, but your guides are letting me know real clearly that they are not going to let anything else affect this, and that you have had other people and things around, but what they're going to do is this, you haven't pretty much, and this person is very much in October. I know because of the radio and stuff, I privately get a hold of me, and like those of you who know, I'll do like an email with you. In your case, I would like to read your picture and talk to you on the Skype, because what you're doing and your guides are, is your guides are real polite. They know I'm Christian. They just, it's like they've got this secret, and they're not about to share with me in case you might, like, I don't think you would sabotage it, but I do feel that for your purpose, they really want you in one strong relationship. There is no other alternative, and they are going to be adamant that you don't miss out on it.
Okay.
I hope that helps. It sounds really, I know you call a psychic and then get esoterical, you want to slam the phone on us, but what I, you know, everyone will tell you that's not the normal psychic Jethro. And what really, you're probably my 1-2% out of all of the percentages that when the guide stepped in with you, they are so much working with me, it's on a need-to-know basis. Because you've also got a lot of spiritual promises you're going to do, and you're loved. I mean, I'm feeling so much. I feel outside people are like, they need you. They need you. They're like, you're one of our white dots, as they call us, and you're putting out such a positive core there. The angels are also telling me that the relationship is in October. They said that's all I need to know. They also know that he's really knowledgeable. They said that's what you have to have. You have to have someone like you who's really able to really be intellectual.
Yeah. That's really, obviously the spiritual and metaphysical alignment, but yeah, intellectually I need somebody that's very on top of it. Otherwise I get extremely bored, and so I guess I've felt like that there was somebody out there for me, and it was somebody special, because I have done my work for many, many years. I had a major awakening at 22, and over the last 6 years, or 6 months, just this major quickening, and but it's been 15 years, and I'm in that mode of saying, okay, this is it. I'm definitely ready. Let's bring him in.
You're going to have him, and I'll tell you the really excellent part. I thank you, and I feel very honored this Friday you called. This weekend is all
older souls. Call in again. We've got Saturday and Sunday special guest stars. Both are people that are very older souls. Both of them have never been on the radio before. Today our new guest is Tryon. He's going to be one of our new ones. We're bringing in, the angels are bringing people from all over, and they're bringing these older, stronger souls together for the intentment of helping, you know, individuals. And you're obviously so gifted and so tuned in that they're telling me that for me to even say it over the radio or to do like we're doing here, they're going to give us just what we've got. And they said, you have clues. There's been feathers being fall, and they keep showing me feathers, like, which in our Native American means a little bird told you, or the friends of ours with the angels know the angels are leaving feathers all over. They're showing me that they're ready for you to have this, and nothing's going to stop it. The really unique thing is your relationship is just like you. It's someone who's been helping people for years. You two are together going to do hand in hand. Like, you know, for instance, we saw back in the day of, you know, Doreen Virtue and Ted Andrews. I mean, look at all the people phenomenally they helped. You know, mm-hmm. that kind of a union. And that's why the angels are saying similarly, that's what I see for you.
Beautiful. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, and blessings, Wendy. And Wendy, you were really nice. You didn't get on me for not telling her more. I mean, I love it. They call a psychic, and here the psychic is going.
Yeah, I kind of felt that was the case. But, you know, sometimes you just, I have a lot of patience that I try to work on. But, yeah, I start to get impatient myself. And so I appreciate a lot of it was confirmation. And it's just a real honor to be able to talk to you because you're obviously very, very aligned as well. So thank you. A blessing. Thank you very much. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you and bless you. And I love everybody that's been coming in to Psychics Gone Wild, and we are. And here we are with a Skype caller, 111. You're in for some fun. Hello? It's you. If you're on Skype, I picked you. That little Skype thing's going fun. So we're going to turn around and go into the spinning number thing that we always do when the energy's raised. Make sure this weekend that you tune in to Psychics Gone Wild and you listen in to our guests. We are going to have a special weekend, Saturday and Sundays, both booked solid. We're starting out with Sunday. Those of you who know that my son, my best birthday present, that was 26 hours and 26 minutes apart on November 12th, 1963 is when I was born. On November 12th, 1989, 26 years and 26 minutes later, my little youngest son, and I say little in joking, everyone knows that I'm 6'1", Ryan is 6'2.5", and about 200 pounds, but he's still my little son. So one thing excellent, he will be on. We will be discussing children and the psychic development. We are, me and him both experiencing a lot of energy. We've had through the years that the guides have told us that it's time for Ryan to come back to reading, so he called me, and you know, with the show, I said, I do have a spot. You can come on as a guest just like everybody else and show me what you got, you know. So he's going to be doing some reading, some talking, and just a lot of fun. Those of you who know through the years and have kind of kept up with a little bit of the energy, we will be discussing a lot of the after side and the other life, because our tripod and our most loved person was Jeffrey Jr., and Jeff is on the other side. Me and Ryan had talked about a little bit of that. We're going to really get into what also happens with a psychic child. We were discussing some of the things that I've helped him with, and he thought maybe it'd be really good to get on the radio and discuss for his other friends who live around him and have found out that their childs are too, you know, and it's okay. I really have had a lot of work going on, and I think Tryon is in the queue. I think you're on here on 111 on there. Would you say hello, Tryon?
Well, good afternoon.
Hey, thank you. I knew you were in there. And this is our favorite guest, Tryon Victory, our first show, everybody. He's really a very gifted person, and I really thank you for coming on Psychics Gone Wild. I need you to let people know what you're into, Tryon.
Gosh, life. That's the first word that comes to mind. I live on the West Coast, living in Carlsbad, and I love so much. I mean, so many things I'm into. One of my passions since I was a kid is surfing. I started surfing when I was 11 back in 1971. So I'm 50 now, 51, so I've been surfing 40 years. And it's just wonderful being out in nature, and riding the waves. But I love dancing. I love meditation. I've had some of my most extraordinary experiences in meditation. And so I love to meditate. Love family, friends, singing. Another passion of mine is writing lyrics. So I've written some wonderful music, and I'm also into the sciences. I've been a student since I was 16. Actually, when I was a kid, I was introduced to Saint Germain and his works, and I was introduced to that whole sort of unseen realm, which is so alive and so present. And that I got into nutrition and wellness through understanding how we can raise our vibration to sort of access those realms. And I've got so many different areas. Right now, sort of my focus is really becoming a steward of the temple. I consider that our bodies are our temples. And so as stewards of the temple, you know, how can we really fine-tune it so that it can play as most beautiful music as it's capable of playing?
I think that is very excellent. And Trion, you put a lot out there. You're a double Scorpio, and I just really am impressed in what you just did. And I'm going to have to take him in baby steps. You're a phenomenal man. Let's start out with the violet flame. A lot of people, you said at 14 you heard about it. You know, the Saint Germain obviously was out there. Was it something that someone brought to you with the violet flame? Was it something they said?
Yep, it sure was. And I'll never forget him. His name was Richard. And I was living in Del Mar, beautiful place over, not far from the beach. And so, a little surf kid. And, like all kids, we have our ups and downs. And he was like one of my first like spiritual teacher. And he was very into nutrition and diet. And he was very involved with Saint Germain. And so he introduced me to Unveiled Mysteries. And from there, I read Magic Presence, and I don't know if you're familiar with those, but those were written by Godfrey Ray King back in the 30s. And, it was like, oh, my God, it was so exciting, you know? And it's great. It's so wonderful. Just recently, I've really been reconnecting with Saint Germain, and so it's even bringing up his name is great, because he's so present. It's like, an angel or like a loved one who's passed, just by saying their name and acknowledging them, it sort of accesses their being.
I love it, and I feel this with you, Trion, that like you were, those of you know who Trion is, a very positive person who works with people, he works with individuals, will give you how to get a hold of Trion and how to not only get a session with Trion, but actually spend some time with this energy. Those of you who've really been working with the Violet Flame, Trion, tell them a little bit what the Violet Flame has done for you and what it did for you in your life when you first came into it.
Gosh. Initially it was really just sort of an awareness of who we are as beings, and recognizing that by our words we can help influence our reality. Saint Germain was a real advocate of bringing forth using the I am in a constructive way. And the violet flame carries the most information of all the rays in the rainbow. It has the highest frequency. It carries massive amounts of information. So when you are using that as a tool, it's very powerful. So when I was younger, I wasn't necessarily consciously using it so much as just the teachings of what he... I think back, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, I was influenced by her and her work. And, you look at the I Am Present, you look at that, the chart, of our higher self. So it is something, there's so many different things. Like I'd share with you, one of the things I'm working on right now is my immortality coaching. and sharing with people how what they can do to reverse the aging process. The violet flame is a phenomenally powerful tool to help cleanse energies, whether they be emotional energies. They can help with your mental bodies. They help with the physical body as well. So just bringing in the violet flame, it can be like a river of light. It's like a tube. We can surround ourselves in this tube of violet light. And, in fact, if you can just do that, just imagine yourself in this, imagine if you extend your arms and that out, imagine that you're in a tube at that circumference, and that it's a violet flame. That if you surround, when you surround yourself in that, it creates like a force field, and then when you within that force field, when you make either declarations or if it's maybe about prayer or experience a sense of gratitude for something that you're knowing is coming, it really creates the pathway for that to occur at a more accelerated rate.
I love that. And, you know, now you as a spiritual coacher, you know, people are understanding. I come to you and I have an ailment. I have something physically wrong with me. And I say, I need Trion. And Trion's going to give you guys the information. I come to you, Trion. You would actually coach me on this and help me use the violet flame in my life, wouldn't you? Am I correct?
Yeah. You know, it's one of the many tools. You know, I work with the four bodies primarily, which are the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, and the spiritual body. So all those bodies, they exist within our physical body, and they're all very interrelated. So once we understand the relationship between the bodies, and we really recognize that anything that we're experiencing in the form of an illness is really an opportunity of self-discovery, then we can have the right paradigm and the right context. A lot of times we might get upset around a condition or an illness, and that causes resistance and separation, and that doesn't really necessarily get you more on the road to wellness, which is what people, if they've got a condition, they're interested in. So the violet flame is definitely an extremely powerful tool to use, and it's a practice that I definitely advocate, amongst a host of things to engage in. There's many things to do.
I know, I'm picking your brain, and I'm doing it deliberate. You're a Scorpio, so am I. So here we go. What I really like here, and excellent, is you not only have this, but you're talking, I mean, you do yoga, you do nutrition, you're doing spiritual. Trion, you're just like, I mean, you're just like the pancake of all these different things that are put together for this positive experience so that each and everything is working towards helping your client. Now, I've had a lot of them writing here, and I will answer you guys' questions, and I love what we're doing. We also have you on the phone, all of you guys, and I thank you. We will get to you. We did an hour and a half show because of Trion here. We're all excited. We're really feeling the space. I love what you're doing, and I thank you, angels and guides. I am going to have Trion, if you will tell them, how do they get a hold of you? Give me an email, phone number, a Dixie cup, something.
You know, my phone number is 858-717-7060. And my email is trionvictory@gmail.com.
Very good. You guys got that. We will do it a couple more times. In honor of Trion here, we always put out a little bit of knowledge. I'm going to take just a moment here. I want everybody to sit back and relax. Get your meditative state. We did TNT yesterday, talking and teaching. I'm going to do a prayer for you, and I will repeat it again later this weekend over the show. And if you don't get it this time, listen to the archive and get it. But I'm going to do basically the violet flame. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame in light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power, friends to everyone. And what me and Trivon are trying to get across to you guys is to use these things in your life. Get with the psychics. Get with these people like Trivon who are helpers and brought here. You know, we're talking a very, he's talking immortality. So those of you who know, as we've been working towards these things, I've heard all of the positive, you guys, any and everything is possible right now. We're going to be talking about spiritual beings. We're going to be talking about those things that some of you guys, if you're really scared of your spirituality or your other work, they're having a show. It's called Vegetables, and they're on the other channel. No, I'm kidding. But get ready, because what we're going to do is we're going to talk really intense things, and we're just having a lot of fun. You're on Psychics Gone Wild, and it's 773-897-6461 is what you picked up on iTunes today. 510, what do you know? You're on Psychics Gone Wild with Trivon and Psychic Jethro.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to both of you. My name is Shelley.
Yay, Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi there. Hi. Can you give me some insight? I have been looking for a new career position for a while, and I was wondering if you see anything for me coming soon.
Shelley, I do, and I know, and we're going to talk with you about these two Scorpios, so if you've got to tell me what you're feeling because of the energy, because what the guides are showing me with you, Shelley, is they said that you're going to be looking within and what really makes you happy. They're showing me that you have some abilities in there, and what's caused the problem is, you know, if you don't do what you don't love, you're not happy. And I keep seeing you going in and doing some work there. I keep seeing that you're working, you keep putting out things, but they keep saying check Craigslist, check the other things awkward. And I give you that also because they're showing me you are looking for work with people, but what's fitting isn't there.
Right. You know, I kind of hit a plateau. I sent out numerous resumes, and Craigslist, interesting, is my number one source to send out resumes. I have not found anything that jives with my heart.
Trivon, what are you getting? What are you sensing just from your gut feeling?
Well, I think one question is that what are you passionate about?
I have a solid business background, which I really enjoyed working with people. I'm very good with people. Connecting on an emotional level is my job, and that has served me well.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing to do is, it's always, I think one of the best places is your network, and just by reconnecting with people that you respect that are successful, and just letting them know that, gosh, you know, where I am, I'm looking to enter into either a new career or, you know, be in a position where I can really connect with people and share what your talents are. And just by virtue, maybe if you just call 3 people a day that you know that are, because everyone has their network, and just by doing that, that's going to demonstrate to the universe, wow, she's taking action. You'd be surprised what will happen. You know, it's going to take a little risk because it's, you know, but just to be forthright and say, gosh, if you know of something, please let me know. And I think that's a good thing to do. People, the network, whether it's even like your people that you don't even think about, I don't know how connected you are with if everyone in your network knows what you're dealing with, but that's always a good place to start.
Yeah, I started there a long time ago. So, yeah, all my friends I've got their antennas up for me.
So, and they've done those things we've got here. Now they're adding the third one. Now they're saying you put the third, the Father, Son, Spiritual. 3 is a magic number. So have you put this to meditation and opened your energies and put the spiritual of your guides into it? Because I do agree with what I'm feeling. You're, like you said, your heart's in it, just like we're all getting. They keep showing us, and it's kind of like you're not just good with people, but you're really not just only a businesswoman. It's part of why the guides are doing this. And what's happening is you're in transformation. You're going to be our butterfly who's in this transformation right now as this happens, and then they're going here. They want you to go a different level. They want you to take all that business together, and they want you to put it into some of your own abilities. There's some things here. You're phenomenal in business, but they want you up front helping people, I still see psychological. I see you helping more in human resources and working with people in that area. And they keep showing me that the angels are kind of, they're trying to shake the loose from it and get you in with a different crowd of that. They're saying, you know, go to the different haunts, start doing a little more of it, because I feel what's happened is your angels love you, but what they're telling you at nights is that that's why it's holding you. And I apologize, we started out with the energy with you of going so, you know, Shelley, it's like the guys are saying, they keep going with you, and then they want this, and that's what the angels are doing. They're telling me that spiritually you already know in your heart what you want. It's just you and them agreeing, okay, this career, and it's not, I don't see a fear with you. I just see you working. I see you like to work. You're not physically, there's no reason you can't. The guys aren't holding you back for that reason. They're holding you back, and they're saying with energy and this economy that the place you're in and the time is going to click with you in a couple of weeks. I see that real strong.
Good, good. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for saying that. I've been really putting out the energy, and I have been a lifetime meditator, and I meditate every day. So hopefully it's all going to come together for me.
And they're doing this really ironic. You have a really, this is my day, Trion. You've come on and you've brought me all these hard readings. These people that are coming on, you have a phenomenal guide, Shelley. Your guides and you have worked together for years, but they're really, really strong. And they want the other part of your gift to come out. They're telling me psychically, you have got like a gear in there that when you do this next gear, you're going to rock their world. It's like, oh my gosh, it's going to go from, here we're doing this to the abundance, and they keep telling me you have the ability in a day to do this, and it is all of your stuff coming together. I see you gathering your forces together, putting your energies, you talked about your meditation, and then just boom, it all come in there. You know, and I think that's why you obviously today were meant to do it. Get a hold of Trion, work out a session with working with some of this violet frame, some of these ideas, putting that together. I have a lot of people tell me, why would I go to a psychic? And I go, well, why wouldn't you? All of my clients are all doing real well, going out there, because we're looking at the stars. In your case, you're a businesswoman. You know, you could work with some of us. I have a feeling you'll probably end up being the other end of some of the things we've got. So you've got to stick with us. We need you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you both very, very much. It was lovely.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank
you. Take care. Bye-bye.
And great. We want to thank everyone. This is Living in the Psychic Realm with Psychic Silly Jethro, who can't speak. And we've got Trion Victory on today. We're having a lot of fun Friday. We are having quite a bit of phone today. So call 773-897-6461. If you do get bumped off, don't worry, because we will get with you. We've had quite a bit of that. We have some of you that have waited patiently, and it takes a little bit sometimes during Mercury retrograde to get Blog Talk to realize that we still want to play. So, Trion, I want to ask you another question while we've got you here. I've got a lot of people chatting on there. They're, according to different ones had looked and read on your biography, you have a lot of nutrition. What would you suggest to somebody who's trying to detox their body?
You know, that's a great question. I'll probably take that where a lot of people wouldn't take it. Sort of looking at the different bodies, because you know when people think of body, oftentimes think of the physical body, but you also we have mental bodies, emotional bodies, spiritual bodies, I like to call them. And one thing that can really make a difference for people if they want to detox is to purify and cleanse their thinking, because what happens is that our words are have an effect on our body, and it's amazing how healthy someone can be just by speaking words of kindness, by being loving. You know, it's a simple thing, but it does take some discipline, because there is a lot of programming. There's lots of it in the environments that actually, let me close this, you know, are toxic. And the right think, you know, good thinking, whether you feed yourself through spiritual books, through, you know, prayer, meditation, those things can help calm the mind. On the physical, and I tell you, I always like, when I work with my clients, that's the area I work with first, is the mental body. Because with the mental body, you have the access to the emotional body, which is the largest of the bodies, and that gives you the ability to also to have domain and mastery over the physical. And but as you know, generally people are in the physical, the one thing that I think is probably the most beneficial thing to do, which is probably, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but is to, in fact, I actually created a campaign around this because I was asking God, what can I do to help? And this was one of the messages I got. It was called the Awareness Breathing Campaign. And that's ABC, which stands for Always Breathe Completely. And what happens is that right now, because of the mass of toxicity in the environment, you know, the amount of electro pollution, which according to Andrew Weil is the number one pollution that mankind faces, which is unseen, which is very great, very toxic. The water, the chemicals, I mean, the list goes on. It's really amazing. All those things are very stressful to the body. And whether it's from traumas, all kinds of, you know, experiences in life have caused people to not fully breathe. And just by actually learning and remembering to breathe like we were when we were babies, like, you know, when we're belly breathing, that right there is probably the most beneficial thing that people can do. And it doesn't cost any money. It's something that they can practice all the time because we're breathing all the time. And it's amazingly beneficial how it can affect your pH of your blood. I mean, obviously, oxygen, if you start looking at the impact it has on the body, it's vast. So I would say probably, you know, to help detoxify your physical body, you have good thoughts, and you also declare. You literally can declare a healthy liver, and it's we're light beings, and so the reason that we seem so dense is because of the resonance and vibration, and so the word is really powerful, and it's we're capable of using the word to actually cleanse and detoxify, and you know, from there, those are sort of abstract answers to your question. It's something that's another thing that's also essential is very high quality water. I like to drink a structured water, as long as it's pure, clean of any of the chemicals and toxins, and there's all kinds of medical wastes in water, and water is it carries its energy, and so you want to really make sure that you're drinking clean water, and ideally water that has a high ORP, which is oxidative reduction potential. And what that provides to the body is help to address all the free radicals that we're constantly being attacked by. So those are a couple things that can help. And, you know, that there could be a whole show on just what we can do to detoxify. But those are something that are simple, and it's as you master those couple areas, you navigate into your organ systems. You know, it's amazing. Everything is the way it is by design. And, you know, I believe that we're sons of God, and that it's our mission is all the same, which is experience and to realize God realization. You know, that's my perception. So on that path, it's as we wake up to that, then we naturally gravitate into really becoming the sort of the mechanics of our vehicle.
I love that. I really, you know, those of you who are really getting in there, you're realizing that what we're doing here and Trion's explaining to you is all these physical things to do to help you with this. So So I'm trying, a client gets with you. I do know that normally, especially in California, you know, it is a higher economy, but Tryon can see you through Skype. He can talk to you through the phone. He can set up appointments with you. I do have a little bit more of the friends that are asking me on both rooms. I'm trying to keep track of it, and I know Facebook has went wild with me on emailing, and I just, you know, if I email 2,000 of you and talk at the same time, you'll never be able to read it because of my spelling. But what I love, and we've got listening in, is we've got a Tryon there asking me, you're not one of those $300 or $500 an hour coaches. You know you are affordable, and I'm letting them ask, and when I'm saying no, and I just want you to say over the radio with them, you know, how you work with people. You obviously told us you'd give us a psychics gone wild deal here, so we're not going to be, you know, getting a hold of you and paying $150 to talk to you for an hour, you know, but we need, if I wanted to get a hold of you, Tryon, what kind of a psychics gone wild deal would you do, and where would I get a hold of you at to get a session with you and get me going on what I need to do spiritually and go to that next level of helping myself?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. In fact, I was talking with Gigi about that last night, and so what I did was, because right now what I'm charging is like $120 an hour, and typically I'll work with people over a term, but I do offering a special for the people that are exposed to me through this radio program for a half-hour session for only $30. And if you're ready to get in a rocket ship, then we can make a lot of movement in a short period of time. And then also, if you wanted to do it for a full hour, it would only be $60.
Man, well, that's phenomenal. Thank you. Thank Gigi, and thank you, you know, Tryon, for this, because I know of a lot of friends that I've had through the years that have, you know, I lived in Sedona, and I remember, I will get in trouble if I say some of the other names, but this is like you've got here with Tryon. They come into town, they're going $200 and $300. Well, we're all hitting the piggy banks, we're out catching the cans on the street, we're running down the neighborhood, I'm asking my boss for a draw, everybody's going, what? We get in there, and you go to the door, and it was like, that was a special, and one thing he's giving you guys now, to get in here, because you guys can't miss with Tryon. And I mean, if you're looking at what he's doing, he's giving you at half the rate of what normally would be. And Tryon's always been fair, so you're even getting, pretty much, you're getting a 25% deal all the way across the board. Because if you look at it, he said $30 for 30 half an hour, $60 for half an hour, and we're looking at a good $300 to $400 person that you're sitting down working with. And really, I mean, I'm just so impressed with the fact that you came on, we got you to go, and I know a lot of the people we've got today were going, what else are we doing? What have we got going on? What we've got is we've got a phenomenal person. You know, you were talking about helping people with their food. Now, if I, like you were saying with the water, I know that they told me 8 glasses a day when I was a little kid. You have to have 8 glasses a day. And then I've heard that if you eat it in your food, you're getting enough water in your food that you don't need 8 glasses. No one's ever drowned it of, you know, doing this food consumption.
And right, like, right. Well, you know, that's a great point. And, in fact, I was just reading some of my notes from Volitional Science. It's another science that I'm a student of, and he was talking how biology hadn't been integrated like physics was integrated by Isaac Newton. But when I worked in electromedicine in the 90s, I worked with this gentleman who was reminds me of Nikola Tesla. He was a real wizard, and I remember he was of the belief that you actually, the ideal way is to ingest your water through the foods that you eat. And I think that there's a lot of substance to that. I think that, you know, you're in that, and it's entirely possible. It's a matter of really ingesting the quantity of foods that have the amount of water in them so that you can stay hydrated. Right now, we're under so much stress that I think it's beneficial to really be mindful of hydration just to deal with all the toxins in the body. Because what happens is that the lymphatic system, the liver, the kidney, you know, they're working hard to try to do the best they can to combat all of the toxicities and all the chemicals and all the pollutants. So water is just something that helps the kidneys, help flush, you know, flush the body out. So generally, I mean, there's definitely a lot of substance and value to that. You know, you don't want to all, you know, drink water, you know, prior to eating because you need the digestive juices.
I know that when I first started doing my meditations, everyone who's read my books because the books are still the other ones being put out. But my first two teachers were female and just let me eat everything. My third teacher was male, and he would tell me to eat light until afterwards. And we would have the biggest joke because he would have to pry a hamburger away from me. I would just crave it, and we'd be doing work. And one of the really good things is we raised power. We worked together and raised the energy and did our chakras up, and we had a very strong involvement in Colorado. And it was like these people were all dressed there at the fair, and they had, you know, and I was like, I'm not so sure. And he's like, go in. Well, he astrally is pushing me in energy. He's talking to me physically. And I laughed because the woman could smell the hamburger I was craving. I'm like, boy, they're psychic. And I went on in there, and they're all like, she goes, I can smell hamburger cooking. And I said, I know. And I said, what's really cool is I said, I'm really wanting a hamburger, and I'm really doing it. And, you know, if when in my way of doing the things, they told me I could do it in moderation. Are you an advocate? Can I call you you're not a vegetarian, but you are. What would you consider yourself, a naturalist? Is that the correct terminology?
Well, you know, when you say naturalist, I think of one of my favorite authors and persons, who is Henry David Thoreau.
Oh, excellent, yes.
You know, common. And, I think that whatever is going to provide the body with the most energy and balance, and really what happens is as you evolve and as you cleanse and purify and detoxify, the natural progression, because, I see that we're beings of light. So, you know, it's like a progression. So, I mean, meat's fine if you're going to be eating meat. Then kosher meat's preferred, and definitely meat that is not laden with lots of the chemicals and the hormones, because those are very unhealthy. So I think that one thing is if you're doing, I mean, I always like to bless my food before I eat it. I always like to have prana come out of my hand so I can sort of, you know, when I ingest it, we're sort of resonating. And it's easier to digest. But meat is heavier. And in fact, even Carl Lewis, I think he had like many, many gold medals. He, in his latter years, was able to stay competitive because he became a vegetarian and modified his diet. He no longer ate meat. So, you know, and gorillas are, you know, or especially the elephants, they don't eat any meat, and they're probably one of the strongest animals on the planet. So it's a misnomer to think that we need the meat for strength. That's a whole other subject. I think really that ideally you want to navigate into a plant-based diet. I know that there's advocates for the Paleolithic diet. So I think that really ultimately it's balance. And making sure that you balance. I do advocate, I think fasting is very wise, and meditation, prayer, those things, and then asking too. I think you ask your own body, and you'll find that you can get a lot of guidance just from within.
I love that. You and Kelly are Casey Kelly birth cards, those of you listening. She's a faster too. You and her. I'm the one that's at McDonald's. I hate to cut you off. 386, you'll still get on. We're not getting the phone to work. It seems to be stuck. 275, same thing. 253, you're next. We're going to take just a minute of a break. Please don't go. Just go ahead and get yourself a little something to drink. We'll be back for the last half hour of the show. We're going to take a little bit of music here. I thank you, Tryon. I hope you're having fun. We're just picking your brain. We've got a lot of people still want to talk to you. You guys will have to come back next Friday. Tryon will be coming on for the next 3 weeks after this. We're all excited. We've got a lot of people. You guys are getting to know who he is, and it's Tryon Victory. You can get him if you get a hold of him for what he says, a half an hour, an hour session. Tryon, how you doing over there?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great, thank you. We're going to take a little bit of a music here. Now, don't laugh. This is one of my son's songs, so we're going to hope he's had the good grace to give me something I can play. He said it's good. We'll give it a shot, and here we go. And that obviously wasn't the song I want to hear, and I'm going to get that little Scorpio when I catch him, which tune in Sunday night and really hear a parrot take a child off at the knees. No, everyone knows it, knows my Ryan. I really love him, but he has a way. He has a sense of humor that just can't be bound. You know, it just really is funny, Ryan, and I will be getting you too. But the big joke is, all of us know with my grandchildren that right now Ryan has been really doing this really well job and being a very good parent, but he still has a silly sense of humor. And I don't know where he got that song, but that's kind of nice, but just not really Psychics Gone Wild. 386, it looks like you've stopped spinning. Would you like to talk to us on Psychics Gone Wild?
Yes, I would. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for letting the phone and Mercury let go of you, because I was worried.
I believe it was about 2 weeks ago I had called, and it was not enough time in the show for me to actually get a reading, so I've been trying to call back ever since. And my question was about a relationship with a young man that I am trying to establish right now. And I just wanted to, see what you get on that.
Oh, I feel this with your energy. I'm going to have you, your guides, to give me permission to say your name and his.
My name is Sheena, and his name is Kevin. And I want to just add, I'm a Scorpio also. So.
Whoa. Yeah, we're rocking. We rock, I'm telling you. And, you know, we do destiny birth cards. We'll have to, can you tell me the date?
My birth date?
Yeah.
11/18/84.
Okay. And Kelly, can you tell us what card that is on
11/18/84? Okay, let me take a look at it real quick.
We're doing our destiny cards for you while we're looking, and we're going to look here a little bit with you. What I really see happening is I see that when we were talking last time, that you and Kevin had not only just started this relationship, but you're really looking for that inner intentment, you know? And this is a perfect thing to call in. I know that, you know, like with Tryon and stuff, I have a lot of clients that come in together and do the reading. They'll send me pictures, and I send down, and I sit down and either talk with them both on Skype. Sometimes I even have couples that will work with me on the reading. What I feel with you and Kevin is you both are at a growth. You're not just Scorpio going energy, but what we're talking about is perfect for why you called in today, too. You both want and need some things in your life to take off. You know, Tryon, can you feel, I mean, we're going to give you a little bit of here, and then me and Kelly will finish up with your reading. And thank you for being patient.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Let's see.
And we got here, Tryon?
Yes.
We were feeling here with the energy. With, if she were to come to you as a client, what would you suggest for her and Kevin, just a new relationship, and she was curious about their future?
Well, you know, I feel that the most important relationship that we ever have is with ourselves. And one of my favorite sayings is, to thine own self be true. And really, that's a journey. And I think that the more that one loves themselves and is true to themselves, and they live their life in alignment and really connect with their I Am presence, their higher self, that relationships naturally work themselves out. And it's really being true to your own inner self, and to have the courage to speak your truth, because it's oftentimes very difficult to speak the truth. And what we discover is that when we do speak the truth, at least to our awareness, the best we can, is it oftentimes sets us free. And so I would just encourage Sheena to have that as an awareness. And I think that you can also ask for guidance from the universe. I mean, another thing I like to do is ask for signs. Say, you know, if Kevin is the highest and best thing for me right now. Can you show a sign? And or you know, if it's not really the best thing, and just it's amazing how the universe will respond.
Is that helping you, Sheena? Do you see what we're doing? We're giving you all this variety in your cup because you called in and you were patient. You're getting a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it?
Thank
I'm going to have. You're welcome. Kelly, would you give him the left side and tell him what the numerology for her number would be?
She is a two of clubs. Twos are people that really like to be in partnership, in relationship. They work best that way. Clubs are the people in the deck who are the scholars. They find things really easy to learn, really easy to, pick up on anything from, you could be a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist or anything in between that you want to pick up on. Life path is they've got pretty good karma in terms of relationship. Some things always have to be worked out a little bit. But basically, two of club people are just, really, it's a really good card.
Cool. Very good. And we thank you for that, Sheena. And I am going to give you the last of the energy. And what I'm seeing here and percepting with you is that this relationship is going to go together. I see you two doing some other strength. You really want to do some things you've got in life of it. The key is knowledge. Get together and enjoy that. You guys have both got some things happening. You are a physical person, and you have people that are trying to get attention from you, but you want to be with this one you've picked. You can do it. He, on the other hand, is looking at knowledge and needs to have that extra help. Be the strong woman that you love about you. That's what they're telling me.
Okay. Wow.
Well, and that's what they give me, and they stay with it, and I see the next 2 months some other things happening a little bit. I see another person trying to do this. You've got some that's got kind of a little bit of sharp teeth, but you're able to deal with it. You deal with it by, you rise above the occasion, and I see that you've also got some funny stuff going on in the town you live, that some of the people there are just bored. They're looking for something to be silly, and I see that you're able to outdance it, but Kevin sometimes gets caught in. Make sure he's kept really in a positive state about what your goals are, what your future is, what you guys want to do together, and see what he's got. I think you're in for another surprise. I feel this one really loves you.
Oh, wow.
I will. And I thank you. You hang on. You come back to us. Living in the Psychic Realm is also on today, and it's going on in half an hour with Psychic Jethro. And today you're going to get me because this is Friday. It's going on tonight with Medium Celeste. It's like I got to tell you, I'm having Mercury. Mercury, stop it. So, please keep contacting us. Keep, letting us know. We'll follow with it. And always, if you get a chance, I know you guys that really love with the relationship, do one of the one-page readings with me. This month, I'm doing a 50% discount. If you like coffee, you like tea, hot chocolate, call 719-289-4907 and tell them, I want to have my coffee Jethro reading. What'll happen is they'll set you up, they'll get you a box of hot chocolate, coffee, or tea, and each of those probably cost half of what I do for a reading. And I've been given a little secret here this month. Any of you who do this know I don't do half an hour readings. I never have. You can time me. I have a girlfriend who teases me. She can never get me off the friggin' phone. So what we're doing is make sure you get a hold of Kelly at 719-289-4907 and say, I want my coffee, hot chocolate, and tea, psychic reading. And you don't have to listen to me on the phone. If my voice resonates and makes you want to scream, Mommy, then turn around and just get an email, one page. I had a lady tease me yesterday. She goes, the email reading was so much, I can go back and look over. You told me about a past life. And just what Tryon was talking about, I've put almost 40 years of my life into studying this to master it, and I give you the most. When I look at that picture, I see what's in the energy. I give you some month to month, and I put together. I had a lady out show me. She goes, I wrote my 10 top questions, and you only answered 8. And then I went back and realized, because the last two I already answered in the first part of it, and she was taking it in order. So just know, those are another way to get it done. We're having fun. We've got Tryon on. We thank you guys who've been patient, and we're going to spin around another one. Tryon, we've got 253 with you and me. Here we go, 253. How are you?
Hello.
You never thought we'd stop talking, did you? Do you like Jethro?
This is Becky.
And we love you, Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Good. We're glad. I'm glad to hear from you. It's this Friday, and we're having Mercury tear up everything in the house, and it's making the phones crazy. And here, are you out there having snacks or toddies this morning?
No. Actually, we're setting up for Relay for Life today.
Oh, rockin'. I want you to see, what do you feel with our Trion? Don't you think he just rocks? He's one of our family. He's just a very, he's another Amy Kavanaugh, just one of those cool people that's like a mermaid, magic man, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like all the health stuff.
Cool, very cool. We got lucky. We caught him in a way that his girlfriend was listening to the show. We heard this energy, and I think the angels actually brought him in. We just feel so grateful. And Becky, I'll let you talk. I always do with you, but what would you want to talk about today?
Well, I wanted to see on relationships. What do you see?
Okay. Looking here, I'm going to have, this is a really good one. Trion, do you want to feel what you sense with her? Or do you want her to talk to you a little bit? How do you do yours? How do you do your magic, Trion? We're going to put you to the test. Me and Becky are. We're your friends.
Well,
now,
you know, I think one question is what do you want?
I want a serious relationship.
Okay, and what's that look like?
Eventually down the road, married again.
Oh, okay. So you're married and then you got divorced?
No, I'm a widow.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. And how long is that? How long did that happen?
It's been 3 years.
Okay. And have you been in a relationship in 3 years?
Off and on.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting. Like I was telling the other one, that really the most important relationship is with ourselves. And
yeah,
anything you can do to make yourself happy, whether it's take a bath, whether it's listen to your favorite music, whether it's, you know, spend time with people that make you feel good, anything you can do to raise your vibration, you know, anything that, whether it's, and also there's so many different things we can do to prepare for a healthy relationship. In fact, I was just talking to Gigi this morning about this subject. And it's, I think that literally as you raise your vibration and you cleanse your temple, so to speak, and you are living a life that you love, you naturally will be at the right place at the right time. And it's like the way that a seed all of a sudden starts to grow. If it's in the right soil and it's got the right ingredients, before you know it, that seed's going to sprout, and then it's going to come through the dirt. And it's the same thing in relationships. And so it's really important, you know, I don't know exactly what you went through with your passing of your husband, but, you know, recognize that was perfect, and to forgive yourself and to do everything you can to be empowered. And then get clear about what it is, like I said, you want. Serious, it sounds like, wow, serious relationship, well, that's okay. It sounds like maybe there's an opportunity, though, to lighten up a little. Because relationships are really, for me, are about joy, adventure, you know, so it's a reflection of ourselves. So I just really support you in maybe, you know, clearing anything that you need to clear maybe from the past, and to pursue your passion and do those things that you really love. And you can literally, it's like when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. It's the same thing with relationships. When you're ready, the right man will come forth.
I love what the guys are saying, and we're right on. You got two Scorpios going the energy. I thank you, Trion. Did you feel that, Becky? Can you feel that this man is like vibing ultraviolet out of him? I'm going to call him my Kool-Aid kid. I could just feel him going, "Whoa!" And I'm like, and he's right. And that's what the angels are saying. And what we love with you, Becky, is in 2 months I see this other going another strange. They tell me that you're going to be going out on some dates. They said the first one will be like a poodle. The second one will be like a bird. So
okay.
keep that in situation, start the enjoyment, because by the third date, you're going to have some new energies of it. The angels are also showing me that what I love is just what he said, plant that seed. Get a session with Trion, try the violet flame, get a little bit of the energy. I know that you're doing a lot of metaphysical. I could see you and our little Amy Kavanaugh from both coasts just sending out cool vibrations and, you know, tingling the ears of every angel that'll hear you up there. And, you know, that believe and achieve, as he was, you know, we're putting in here, I see this also happening. Your significant on the other side is telling me that it is kind of funny that even though he was kind of geeky, he was a good catch for you. He's just making funny jokes. And I'm going, okay, you know, that is true, but, you know, you've kind of passed. We love you dearly over there, but, you know, she needs a live one. You know, we're just kind of,
So did he, like, give up on Ron then? I just was curious on that one.
Let that one go. They're telling me, the guys are telling me that Ron's going to be doing some kind of contact with you later, and he missed out. So I would say, yeah, I feel that Ron's, he's doing a free will dance. And those of you, because of Heaven and Mercury midway, any of you who have it in your charts, get your birth chart done. I've had 14 people in the last 2 days get a hold of me, different readings from 1995 to now. If you have Mercury in your Heaven midway, right now with this Mercury retrograde is not, it's not only working with it, but it's working towards karma. Everyone knows that this is the time you clean out your glitches and all your stuff on your computers. Also, you should know when Mercury's doing this and this energy, it's not just the time to relax on it. It's time to really watch, because Venus did a conjunction. Those of you who remember last month when we were talking, the planets are doing a transition. So what we really want to be aware of is, where are you with your love? Where are you with it? Now, a good example, Becky, I apologize putting you on the hot seat, but you being a lover and looking for a new love, make sure and aware that you're testing all of it, because Mercury is the planet when it's going backwards of communication, and it can make things really seem there, where when it's a normal thing, you go to meet someone, you talk to them in 10 minutes or an hour, you know, I'd never go out, or I want to date them. And what you've got is someone who's in a relationship who's being a, we'll say, I can't say what he's being ahead of, but he knows what he is doing, and it's not good. And what's happened is the energy sets there, it bakes, it goes, and it ruins relationships. It's like, look out, any of you guys who really are doing karmic relationship during Mercury. And that's what I feel has happened there. I think he missed a good thing with you by free will. I think the really good thing is he's going to try to come back, and you're going to have another one sitting there. That's what I get. Becky, you know, please don't tell. I said that aloud, but your kids are not listening, so they can't tell. They're old enough, they can hear. I feel that you're going to have a, you know, I feel the date's going to go woo-woo, and I love what Trion said behind you, because he's saying, you know, you've got the seed there, you've got it planted. You're getting both sides of magic here. This is where Trion and I, we're talking to the universe. He uses the magic. Here's with me and the energy of it. You've got a tripod now. I've got to do a Faded Boys. We've got to take a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. There's 719-273, and I guess Fishhead's going to be on too. Becky, we love you, and we're going to play a little bit of music while Jethro goes and has a piece of chocolate cake.
Okay, thank you.
Roll up, hit the grown up, shown up, we're getting it poppin', no need to slow up. G-Wiz, I don't fuck with black and yellow, golden days, purple nights, I'm just here to rock a fellow, whistle mellow. Hello, let me tell you what my name is, Mr. Cali, but I'll show you what the grade is. A-plus, let me show you what the strain is, OG, only smoking on the greatest. Twist the blade, blow a cloud to the sky, one puff ain't enough, no lie, hit the ducks, make the world get.
And those of you who know, Faded Boys were on Psychics Gone Wild. They're a phenomenal group out of California. Very excellent male band. Good friends of our Jennifer Grimm. We love her dearly. We're going to be talking to her. Stay tuned to Psychics Gone Wild and expect to have Jennifer Grimm back on talking again. She's got a new CD out there, and we love her dearly. This is Tryon Victory, and you're on today. How are you doing, Tryon?
I am doing fantastic, yeah. I'm doing great.
Thank you. He's been one of our really fun and liveliest guests we've had. We've had a lot of you guys really going wild on the chatting and the writing, and I know the phones are going. We're in the middle of a Mercury retrograde, so whoever can get in gets to. The rest of you can please call back. We've got on tonight, if you get a hold of Living in the Psychic Realm, we've got Medium Celeste from Sedona, Arizona, and she is rocking and taking the names. She's been reading them, and she's doing back-to-backs. We've got her pretty much flipping out the readings just like she always was, very sensitive, very good intuitive. If you have a pet question, also, Medium Celeste is really gifted in that area. We have Sandra Green doing her numerology, being Sandra Green. We all love her. She was on Wednesday night. She will be doing a regular show. We have added Aurora Rose. Aurora Rose is doing a special appearance Saturday night. We were on here. We're going to do Living in the Realm, and you're going to be grab your helmets because me and her always get in trouble. We were scheduled and are going to do it again. We did it here. We're going to do it there. That is one that is a mature audience. We do respect and love all of you, but we've had people get a little freaked out because, you know, when you call, you expect and know you're going to get the best, and that's what we've got. We've got Casey Kelly doing her coffee, birth cards, and in her spare time just being that cool Reiki person. She does a lot of healing and friendships with everyone, and we love her dearly. Don't forget Amy Kavanaugh, Wednesdays. Wednesdays, come in for your meditation and your time with Psychics Gone Wild's Mermaid. We love her. She's here in Florida, and Amy's there. Then if you really want to even get intense, you know, during the week we have a three-day hitter with Linda Irwin. Linda Irwin is phenomenal. We have never, since we've had Psychics Gone Wild, experienced so much intensity as this woman brings us from Idaho. She is just very gifted, and the angels have blessed us with her. So you know you always got it. One day of the anytime you tune in to 773-897-6461, if you do 2 p.m. Eastern Time Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. weekends Eastern Time, or now we've got Living in the Psychic Realm, and they're really going intensely. And right off the hand, I know that they're 11 p.m. on Eastern Time on the weeknights, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it gets intense. And pretty much really rolling with different guests. We've got Linda Irwin there. We've got Sandra over there. We've got Medium Celeste. So you guys know we're going to be adding more. We've got Tryon Victory here with me on Friday, and you've been really patient. So Mr. Fishhead, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you all?
Great. This is Jethro, and Psychic Jethro, and Tryon Victory.
Hi, Jethro and Tryon. My real name is Barry. That's just a Skype name, of course.
Cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny thing. Early 20s, I followed the band Fish around for about 3 years, so kind of made a living, if you will, if you can. I guess I did for 3 years, following them around for a little while. But that was young and stupid thing to do, but it was fun, you know. And that's kind of hence the name Fishhead, because that's what we were all called, was Fishheads. As people that follow the dead around were deadheads, so that's kind of where that comes from. But at any rate, I had a quick question for you guys. I know you guys can expound on this and help me out, because I'm always wanting to learn. I'm always wanting to get opinions from people that have been doing this for a while, obviously a lot longer than I have. A couple of weeks ago, I started my own show and started doing some readings just by advice from probably five or six other people that, such as you all, have had a lot of experience in this sort of thing. And they said, Barry, you're using your energy the wrong way. You need to be doing this to help people. You know, what advice can you all give me as far as doing readings for people and not feeling like I want to give them what they want to hear, actually using my spiritual energy and using my guides, which are Cherokee Indian. I'm full-blooded Cherokee Indian, so a lot of my guides come from a Native American heritage and background, so it's a little bit different than a lot of people that read on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a unique thing that I have possibly, you know, maybe going for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I never want to stop learning. I've kind of told myself that, okay, Bear, if you stop learning, then you're done. You know, you need to always be a sponge. Can you guys maybe elaborate a little bit on that and kind of tell me what you think?
Tryon, you take it first, and I'll go from there. And thank you for calling, Barry. You've hit a lot of good subjects here.
Beautiful.
Yeah. What's the format of your show? Do you have a format of your show?
Well, I pretty much just take... kind of do what you guys are doing now. I mean, I take callers. I have a chat room. I take callers in. And I do, I mean, my readings go anywhere between 15 minutes to 45 minutes, just depending on the energy of the person that I'm talking to and with them.
Okay. Well, you know, what I noticed with Jethro, one thing is if you just have set it up as it relates to the context of the show, that you yourself want to make sure that you're having a good time.
Right.
So as long as you create you design it in such a way that you're really being elevated yourself, that you're being able to, you create the show, you attract the right people, and you the right conversations in such a way that at the end of a show, you're going, I can't believe that was an hour long. I had so much fun. And so that's one thing I think that would be helpful is just to have that as an awareness. It's sort of like before you build your house, you have to have a sort of a clarity about what kind of home do you want to live in.
Right.
So you have to really look at, so for me, what does it look like for that to occur? And so that's going to, you know, there's going to be some discovery, some inquiry, really sort of flesh that out to sort of determine what that is going to be. I think Jethro has a lot more experience, but I just know this is my first time with him, that he's really good about that. I mean, he plays music. He's all about having fun.
Yeah,
and that comes up.
Him and I have a lot in common. I'm a musician as well.
Okay.
And pretty much anything you can put in front of me since I was about five.
So, okay.
And I lucked out and ended up in being ambidextrous. So it makes learning instruments a little bit easier for me. So, you know, I definitely have that in common with him. But you know, and I think that plays a lot into the energy that I have. Now, one kind of interesting thing that plays into this is I didn't.
Great. We are having with it, Barry. We've got about 6 minutes left.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. We got a lot with you, and I want to thank you for calling in. And, you know, I would like to get the name of your show, and what we always do is you're right. You're right on it. We always learn, and I, Native American also, too. Me and you have a lot in common. My belief in what we, you know, you asked for our ideas, I would always, what I do is I compliment. You see me on Heather's show. You see me on Turbo. You know, just like you did, you came on our show. What I need to get with you, Barry, I keep seeing all the other potential you have, is what is the name of your show, and let's promote it.
Well, it's just under Bear Hogan.
Bear
has been kind of nominated when I was little as my Indian name, and I ended up being 6'4", 240, so that kind of goes along. you know,
the VAR Hogan, and what we do and what I got here with you is you have all these other abilities. What we I would promote, and I really do like and I like with you, is what you're showing. Your guides are also telling me that you've been doing these for quite a while and getting these other response. And what I do is like with we're a family, and I for years I like what you know we're saying about my experience. I started this obviously with a lot of years to get where I've got, but what I even know that has happened is each day is a new wonderment. And Barry, what I like about it and what I really do see is, you know, you have a lot of these same qualities of the things of going with it. We'll have to get on there with you, and what we'll look at is you know, you saw our family in here. Please, you know, any of the ones that are here, we all compliment to help. And what we're here to do is we're here to help everyone else. And so what I love about the really good thing with it is you're here and we're complimenting. Barry, I would like you to call me at 928-284-0437. I have a lot of shows and extra days. And what we do is we're a family. We welcome you in Christian way. We have been on with some other psychics on here, and we do have where we don't do the round tables anymore. If we have four or five psychics or three, but I would like to do like we did the other night. We do the tripod. We had Patty Unagree from California. Those who watch TV, we've had you know some other psychics with bigger names. Deborah Lynn Katz, another one with quite a few books. And what I would like to do, Barry, is compliment you on the fact that you gave us a compliment by listening into us, and we'll listen into you and just keep spreading the word. You've got some other strength here, and I can see what else your angels are telling me is, you know, you're here doing it, like you said, 15 to 45-minute readings, and you've also are really working with your Native American, and that I compliment you. I think this is, you know, be proud of whoever we are. I had a friend tease me that we are very multicultured here, and we continue to raise that. So, Barry, we're going to be doing some work with True United, and they're going to be, I have a shaman that's coming on, and I have my teacher lives on the reservation in Wyoming where I'm from, and I just, So, Barry, you know, I feel like you've got energy, and why don't we, at the last of this, I would be really open if you want to read me and try on and see what you're getting here. I mean, I welcome you, and it gives you a chance.
I would be a little nervous to do that, but I could definitely do it. I could definitely try and see what comes of it. But as far as you said you're on another show coming up today, correct?
Living in the Psychic Realm, and I normally am on at 4 p.m., but today Psychic Medium Celeste is coming on. I'm supposed to be out on my diet. As you heard earlier, I kind of blew that, but it was all natural cake. My cake's made with beets and everything. It's just the coffee that I add to it and a lot of the sugar that does it. But,
Well, I was just wondering, because I want to continue listening in to what you do and what you guys have to say, and just anybody and everybody that I can learn from. You know, I never want to be closed-minded to anyone, and I like the way you talk about family and things are, you know, with you or a family or you know, you consider a family. I wish people were more like that on Blog Talk. I have not run into a lot of negativity, but I've occasionally run into the, you know, one or two people that I'm going, whoa, wait a minute, I don't need to be listening to this person because they feel plastic to me. I try to not go down that path, but I find myself kind of unfortunately, inquisitively or whatever word you want to use, listening to them anyway to see what they're really about and why I feel that way about them. But I greatly appreciate the words and the kind words, guys, and thank you for letting me on the air. I have a ton more that I would love to share, but I could definitely do that on another show. And I would love for you guys to come on my show. I would love for you guys to actually come on the show and help me do some readings, because it does zap a lot of energy out of you if you do a 45-minute reading for somebody. It's not that I'm not enjoying it. I am definitely enjoying it, and I like that first part of what Tryon was saying. As far as the enjoyment of it, I enjoy it thoroughly, or I would not do it.
Cool. 90 seconds. I'm not trying to cut you, Barry. The machine's given us that. We welcome everyone. Do Journey into the Light, Barry. Michael Long is a phenomenal man. I've been on there. It's an excellent show.
Okay.
I've got a couple times left. My mother passed away, and I'll be back on that. He's on Blog Talk. He has excellent guests. He's another person that does family. You've met our family. We've got with it. Tryon, we're welcome everybody. The last 60 seconds. Do you want to say anything to anybody that's listening in?
Well, yeah, if they were interested, please give me a call. I'd love to be of service to them. I'm reachable again on my cell, 858-717-7060. And like I was saying, that I'm offering a special. Instead of the normally $120 an hour, you can get a half an hour for only $30. And I'd love to have the opportunity to be with you.
And anybody who does a reading with Tryon that he lets me know next week, he'll be back on Friday. I will give you a free chart. I will do an astrology chart if you'll email me your information at psychicjethro@aol.com, and I will give you a free chart so you can look into the astrology with us while we do talk and chat on Living in the Realm on Thursdays with me. So, yes, get a hold of him. Do it. Thank you, Tryon. You rock. Tell everybody. Bless them in California.
Okay. Thank you, too, Jethro.
Cool. We're here, and it's me and you and Barry, and it's Kelly and Barry, me together for the last 2 seconds. What are we doing? And we,
glad you called back, Barry.
Shanesh, you're also on here. We're recording for a few minutes. Let's get all the time we can because Blog Talk does charge us. No, I'm kidding. It does, but not much. But we get through it, and we're on here. Can you hear us, Shanesh? She's not answering. I think I got grounded.
Hey, Mary Lou wants you guys to come to New Orleans, physically to do a workshop. Did you catch that in chat?
Yes, and she caught hold of us before, and me and Celeste would love to do it, and tell her that every time she emails me, my email eats it. So to give me a 928-284-0437, and when my phone does that little dance to go to the ringer, I'll pick it up and we'll get together, because I would love it. And I do those classes. We did 3-day classes. In fact, I'm going to be doing book signings in Wyoming and a 2-day class there. So, yes, tell her to get with me. And we're doing grounding, totem calling, and the energy I would like to work with her on is what me and Celeste do real well together. She's Cherokee, is that the Blackfoot and the Cherokee get together, and what we do is we work through the meditation, through the raising, through the toning, to enhance, to develop your spiritual orb. And it's like when we get done, your aura is going to rock. So tell her yes. We got to have 2 months because I got to bring all my food, and I'm not going alone because I lost 2 waist sizes and I'm hungry. So we got to let me know ahead.
I'll take some of that weight loss myself. I could lose about 30 on my own. So it's actually something I'm working on. It's changing my diet. So I wanted to tell you something real quick. I know you're out in Wyoming, and I've lived in the Northwest. And the north, I should say like the Arizona area. So I guess that would be the southwest. I've noticed here in Tennessee, where I'm at now in the Cumberland Mountains, I'm actually on the Trail of Tears. That people here are not as open to this type of thing. And if you were to say that you were going to be going into whatever store or whatever bookstore or whatever place or whatever to do, a meet and greet or a reading session or whatever, they would look at you like you were freaking crazy.
Well, and I'm putting out books. It's ironic you said that. My girlfriend comes from Tennessee. Her family's there, and we're trying to get my book out there, Living in the Realm. And right now we've had a lot of them talk, but we haven't really had where they'll actually let us in with the books. That's why I'm going back home, and then Colorado welcomes it. You are right what you just said. And, get with us on the healthy coffee, Barry. You've got to get with us and talk to us at 928-284-0437. I have a feeling you're going to be one of our family. The healthy coffee is a detoxer. It's a Ganderma mushroom, and I drink it and swear by it, and I can get you doing it. And it I was a smoker for about 30 years, and now I haven't smoked in over a year. It cleansed it, and it detoxed.
I haven't smoked over a year either, and I smoked for probably 15 years myself.
Cool. We have a lot in common, Barry.
Yes, sir, we do. Yes, sir, we do.
All right. Well, bless you, and definitely get a hold of us and look at this, and maybe we can, these ones are talking. We'll work with what we've got, and we can meet in Louisiana and teach them some things.
That'd be wonderful. And you know, to bring the openness, I guess a better way to put it, more open-mindedness to this area, especially being in the quote-unquote Bible Belt. You know, I hate to put it that way, but it is what it is. You know, people get stuck in their traditions, you know, of course, and in their religions, and they don't want to hear about anything different or new or maybe a little outside their comfort zone. And, you know, that's where I was kind of going with that comment that I made. You know, it's extremely tough to do anything with this here in, you know, in the Southeast. You know, even in Chattanooga, where I'm from, you know, I live, you know, like I was telling you, I live in the mountains now with my wife. But, you know, I really wish people would open up more here. I don't know what it's going to take for people to do that. But, I mean, I know information is key to a lot of that, and just giving people the tools to open themselves up. But there again, you've got that just constant block that people put up here. Mm. And they're like, well, wait, that's not the way I was raised, so I don't like that. You know?
And I, you know what? I've had them also with the last 2 weeks of contact tell me. So they've told me, like, contact there, too. And I do agree with Barry. Is that you know, I've had them talking to me. We're going to be doing some 5-day classes on the Internet with people who are willing to do it there, some book ones together, working as a book club. They're reading my Living in the Psychic Realm book. And right. So I'll be curious to see with it. You'll have to stay on with us and go. I have a feeling you're gonna rock with this. And you know, we can relate because I come from a small town that, you know, when I first started, they were very Christian. Now that I've become a reverend and things are a lot nicer to me. But, you know, I used to be the psychic on wheels there because I couldn't read there. People were like, oh, no, you know, his family owned restaurants and he's doing that stuff. So right. I can relate. Right. And they cut us off. I've got a role, but I look forward to talking to you later.
I will definitely keep in touch with you, and we'll see what we can do in any kind of partnership and doing anything together. I would love it.
Me too. Bless you, and you guys have a good one, and we'll talk to you in Tennessee real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks. Bye.